Welcome to this week's Glancing at the Stars. Mercury is retrograde, which is always a fun topic to discuss, but the financial markets and the fear-generated bailout probably trump this recurring event. Of course, any new agreement reached during Mercury retrograde will likely require revisions and reworking at some point. I have a great interest in the markets. As I noted in a previous segment, astrology is a cool tool for market timing, as well as giving context or perspective for specific and general economic conditions. Last week I pulled out of the hat the trans-Neptunian planet Hades as an appropriate symbol for the economic turmoil with its exact opposition to Pluto. In thinking about a topic for today, I decided to take a peek at the chart of the Federal Reserve, which became official by an act of Congress on the evening of December 23, 1913, after most members of Congress had left for Christmas recess. When I pulled up the chart of the Fed, which I had entered several years ago, there was a note to myself which reads, quote, "Watch February 2008 to November 2009 for transformation of the Fed. Transiting Pluto conjuncts natal Sun and opposes natal Pluto." End quote. I would submit this has already proven to be an accurate assessment, and we still have over a year to go before this transit ends. The most striking feature in the Fed's chart is this exact opposition of the Sun and Pluto. It symbolizes a powerful Pluto entity or institution, the Sun. Both Sun and Pluto locate on cardinal points, or the first degree of Capricorn and the first degree of Cancer, respectively. The four cardinal points are the points that mark the beginning of the equinoxes and the solstices, and are often associated astrologically with the world as a whole. Therefore, the power of the Fed would have a global effect, which it obviously does. The Sun opposition to Pluto can also represent a ruthless autocrat that prefers to manipulate outcomes where the end justifies the means. In other words, if permitted, it will demand to make the rules of the game and change them when necessary. I submit that this is also accurate. Let me hasten to add that Sun in opposition to Pluto does not have to manifest that way, whether in the Fed chart or a person's chart, but it can when unchecked or unconscious. The transit of Pluto to this opposition signifies a profound change in the institution that is the Federal Reserve. Its power may greatly increase or greatly diminish during this transit. Regardless, if you are familiar with the Fed's operations at all, you already know how different the Fed is today than it was several months ago. Its assets are greatly diminished, as is the quality of those assets. I may have more to say about all of this next week, so stay tuned.